7:24 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tieker. Today, medical technicians associated with the National Union of Healthcare Workers and the California Nurses Association are on strike at Oakland Kaiser over policies they say are risking mental health care for the public at large. We're joined in studio by Clem Papazian. He is a social worker at Kaiser Oakland and president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers Integrated Behavioral Health Services Chapter, which includes mental health clinicians throughout Northern California. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brian. Pleasure to be here.
Tell me what the strike is about today.
Well, you know, this is an employer that we have seen over a great many years really develop a business plan, a program that is predicated on really reducing mental health services by a protracted and longstanding policy of understaffing these services. And so what we have seen over a great many years is that the organization is making money by actually understaffing the mental health services at Kaiser throughout the region. The strike at Oakland is merely a micro representation of the macro policies that we're seeing everywhere, and at Oakland, the circumstances are particularly egregious.
So Kaiser is a nonprofit. So when you say their business plan is making money by understaffing services, who's making money? Where's it going? It's not going to shareholders.
Well, we've seen that the profits from Kaiser are in the billions. We see that the health plan side continues to make megabucks. What we hear from the Permanente Medical Group side is that it's turbulent times, but Dr. Robbie Pearl, in a videotaped presentation to the shareholders, made it very clear that, you know, things are very good at Kaiser. And so what we see on the ground is that mental health patients at Kaiser can't get back in for return visit appointments with their providers. And what ends up then happening is that that puts undue pressure on the entire system. And we see that patients can't get into our intensive outpatient programs. They can't be they overrun the psychiatric hospitals, that you know, all of our clinicians are struggling then to get their patients back in, and we think that Kaiser patients deserve better than that.
You're a union.
Yes.
There are government agencies that regulate this kind of thing. Last year, the Department of Managed Health Care hit Kaiser with $4 million in fines for limiting access to mental health services. Why take access to health care on as a union struggle?
Well, this is not necessarily just a union struggle. The clinicians at Kaiser for many years worked within the system through their labor and management partnership, which was very well publicized as a mechanism for allowing members, allowing the staff to come to the table and work these issues out with Kaiser. For well over a decade, many of us were participating in those talks, and it became very clear that nothing was happening, that they were listening but not taking action. And it was under those conditions that the clinicians decided to go outside the system and seek the help of a labor union to begin the process of actually holding Kaiser accountable for providing the services that members deserve.
So what exactly is your ask? You're in contract talks right now? You're trying to get staffing written into the contract?
Well, that's our larger aim. Staffing is primary for all of the concerns that we're raising. I mean, the bargaining asks are primarily predicated on patient care, and staffing is primary. At Oakland, as I say, the problems are particularly egregious. We've got members who are not able to be seen for return visits because of a very odious cluster intake program. We've got clinicians that are being asked to travel from one emergency room to another in very different geographical areas. And this puts patients at risk because they have to wait for a long time to be seen. We've got a host of other sort of technical asks in front of the organization at Kaiser Oakland, and we've been in bargaining with them for probably well over a year. And what we find is that the bargaining really gets nowhere, and that really the overriding aim of the organization is to maintain these low staffing rates, and so that the only voice that really the clinicians have that is available to them for their patients is to walk and bring attention to these problems.
All right. Clem Papazian, good luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Clem Papazian is a social worker at Kaiser Oakland and president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers Integrated Behavioral Health Services Chapter. Those workers are striking today at Kaiser Oakland. There will be a rally at 10 a.m. today at the eastern entrance of that facility on Howe Street.